And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I have to take a step back because I stumbled across not one, not two, but three different properties that came into my inbox over the weekend. These three houses blew me away. Let me give you some of the parameters of these three houses that came in that blew me away. One was built in 1897. Does that get your juices running? Huh? Does that get the motor running? Yeah, built in 1897. And I know my producer Rick is going, he's doing the math. He's going, that property is 124 years old. And I know Rick is shaking his head in the background. He's shaking it from left to right to left to right. Cause he doesn't like these old properties. But man, this is a neat property that was built in 1897, and it's almost 1,000 square feet. It's a 2-bedroom, 1-bath house. Does that get you excited? Well, I know it doesn't get Rick excited because it's almost too old for Rick. Okay, well, here's another one for Rick. This one was built in 1948. Yeah, 1948. And I see Rick through the glass. He's shaking his head left and right because Rick kind of has a threshold. He doesn't want to buy a property that's older than 1950. But this property is 1948, so I'm kind of looking through the glass, and I'm kind of trying to catch Rick's eye, and I'm still getting the no shake. I'm getting the it's too old. All right, what about this one? Here's another one over here that came in my inbox, and this particular property. Now this one I kind of like. This one is a little bigger than the other two. By the way, the last one's about 800 square feet, so it's the smallest of the three, 2-bedroom, 1-bath. But it actually has a 1-car garage. Now this third property, it's a little bigger. It's a little over 1,200 square feet. Now, Rick's not going to like this one either because it was built in 1916. Yeah, I'm already looking at Rick running his hand from his forehead across his eyes down to about his nose. You know that look, right? That look of can it possibly get even worse? And that's kind of what I'm doing to Rick today. I'm presenting to Rick, my producer, three different properties that are pretty old. And I'm doing it on purpose because I want to make a point. I want to make a point that no matter how old these properties are, these properties still have potential to make us a lot of money. When I say a lot of money, I'm serious about that. I'm serious, a lot of money. I'm wondering what you're wondering. I'm wondering how much money you think it would take to buy not one, not two, but all three of these properties. Go ahead, throw some numbers out at me. I mean, you know, there is historical knowledge on this show because I do give you property evaluations like all the time, right? I do it all the time for you. So you know that there's properties out there that you can buy for $25,000 out of pocket. You know there's properties out there that you can buy for $35,000 out of pocket. You know there's properties out there you can buy for, say, $20,000 out of pocket, right? But check this out. You could buy all three of these properties for less than $20,000 cash out of pocket. Yeah, the actual number I came up with was $18,425. $18,425. What do you have in your household right now? What do you have that is worth $20,000 that you could liquidate right now and exchange for these three properties? Do you have a vehicle that's owned free and clear? Do you have money sitting in a savings account? Do you have some gold sitting in a drawer somewhere? Some gold that you can divest? Maybe you've got some money in a stock account or a 401k or an IRA or any of those other government-endorsed savings accounts. If you had $20,000 that you can make liquid, you could buy all three of these properties. Now, before you buy all three of these properties, one of the things that you need to have is you need to have education. You have to understand what I'm conveying to you. I'm conveying to you three properties that are a little on the older side. They're in a place called Springfield, Missouri, right in the heart of the United States of America. And these are three properties that my realtor buddy Jim went out and found and made available to the Lifestyles Unlimited community. I am pretty confident that all three of these properties are already in the possession of Lifestyles Unlimited members, because they came out over the weekend, and these things are, well, they're kind of like home runs. They're kind of like home runs. When you can buy one property for less than $20,000 out of pocket, you're doing really well. When you can buy two properties for less than $20,000 out of pocket, you're doing much better than you were before. And if you can buy all three of these properties for less than $20,000 out of pocket, man, I'm telling you, this is a home run. And there's four different photos. Let me just frame the picture for, or the pictures for you. One picture is of the exterior of the house. It looks like a typical stone brick exterior, single story house with a nice walkway going up to it. And then there's a picture of the kitchen. Now the kitchen, it does kind of look like it might be haunted in the kitchen. Okay, I'll give you that, because the cabinets are all really dark. The windows are there, but the kitchen just comes off as very dark. Some of the cabinets are missing. All the appliances are missing. Now, there is an add-on structure made to this property. There's some kind of shed that's built onto the back of the house. And those are the pictures that I received. Let's talk about this house that's like 127 years old. Now, get this. It's worth $140,000. That's what it's worth, all fixed up. It's not worth $140,000 right now. Looking at those pictures, there's some work that needs to be done. I can automatically identify several things that need to be accomplished in this property to make it pop so that it's worth $140,000. You want to know what those things are? Well, I pointed one out immediately. There's no flooring in the property. You're going to have to put some kind of flooring in there, whether it's vinyl plank, whether it's carpet, whatever you choose to put in there. You can't just have the basic concrete flooring. I guess you could. I mean, I've been in custom homes where they take those concrete floors and they really make them look great. So I guess that is an approach that you can take on this property. But at the end of the day, it's a rental property. So if the concrete look is too expensive, go with something less expensive, because you're in this to make money. Remember, you're in this to make money. Now, what else do you need? You're going to need some paint. You're going to need some paint on the exterior of this property, because even though the front of the property is all stone, the sides and the back of the property, they look like they're hardy board or something like that. They're more of a wood type of product. And I'm noticing that the wood is painted two different colors. There's kind of a yellowish beige color and there's a white color. And that white color, it's peeling all over the place. So you're going to need to exterior paint the property. On the inside, yeah, you need paint in there too. Yeah, definitely going to have to paint the interior. The kitchen's going to need some work. You need an appliance package in there, okay? You're going to have to resurface or refinish those cabinets. The cabinets, from what I can tell from the picture, now granted, it's just a picture. The cabinets look like they might be okay. They might be salvageable. And the countertops look like they may be salvageable also. But at the end of the day, what we're looking to do is we're looking to improve this property and make it worth the $140,000 that it should be worth in today's market. Now, what else does this property probably need? I am looking at exterior pictures and I don't see any signs of an HVAC. Okay, so maybe this property is going to need an HVAC unit. Maybe this property might need some roofing work. These are things that we won't be able to know until we actually go into the property and inspect the property. Does that make sense? But again, these are all things that we are going to go in and fix or repair to give them at least a lifespan of 5 years or more. And this is one of the reasons why we do things the way we do things at Lifestyles Unlimited, because we're taking a property that's in disrepair and we're putting it back into a state of repair, to a state where it's worth $140,000 all fixed up. Now, guess what you can buy this property for? $45,000. You can buy this property for $45,000. Now, considering that you're buying it for 32 cents on the dollar, I would expect this property to at least present in worse condition than it presents in. But it doesn't present in that bad of condition. It looks like the majority of the things that are potentially wrong with the property are more cosmetic. Now, there may be some functional system things that need to be repaired that I can't tell from looking at a picture. But at the end of the day, this is a sweetheart deal. You can buy the thing for $45,000. Now, let me just share with you that you're not going to spend $45,000 of your own cash to buy this property. When you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, we're going to teach you a methodology where you're going to take advantage of something called a hard money loan. That hard money lender is going to loan you up to 70% of that after repair value, and they're going to allow you, they will allow you to use that money to acquire the property, in other words, buy it, and also to do some, if not all, of the rehab work on this property. Now, when I do my estimates for repairs, I come up with about $57,000 in rehab costs. I come up with about $10,000 in closing and holding costs. And when I do the math and I take into account what my hard money loan is going to do for me, my actual cash out of pocket, the amount of cash I have to reach into my pocket and pull out to acquire this particular asset. Are you ready for it? $14,000. $14,000. 10% of the after repair value. 10%. So that hard money loan is covering a good portion of my repair costs. It's only cost me $14,000 to buy this deal. Pretty cool, right? All right, we come back from the break. More on this property. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Want to retire in 5 years or less? You can do it. Want to build wealth, impacting your family for generations? Del Wamsley and his Lifestyles Unlimited team are educating folks just like you how to become real estate retired, even winning awards like Chad and Lisa.
This property, for you to have done what you've done, won the award, changed it around, done all the rehab, has got to be worth a lot more.
We purchased for $8.275, and it's worth $19 million now. So
wait, whoa, 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 whoa. That is incredible. I can see why you won an award, and that's great.
With over 33 years teaching real people the roadmap to real estate retiring, we want to meet you. Join Lifestyles Unlimited for $297 and save 60% off the regular price. The Lifestyles Unlimited Financial Freedom Program. Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for $297. That's $443 off the regular price. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, we're talking about haunted houses. Yeah, we are talking about haunted houses. Now, I have to be very upfront and clear with you. The show did not start off as a haunted house show. This show did not start. No, this show started off just like any other Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I am here to give you information that you tuned in to get. And then after the first commercial break, my producer, Rick, told me that I'm talking about haunted houses. Yeah, and it's stuck. I can't get it out of my mind. It's rattling around in my brain that we're talking about haunted houses. So a point that Rick brought up at the break was that haunted houses could have piles of gold buried underneath them. And I thought to myself, well, let's see, somebody would have had to dig a hole and put the gold in there and then build the house on top of it. But I like what you're talking about, Rick, because what it does is it makes me think about this particular asset. Now, this asset that we've been talking about on today's show, this asset's 127 years old. Yeah, it's old enough to qualify to be haunted house status. But I don't know if this is a haunted house at all. I really don't know. What I do know is that this house is uniquely positioned to make you a lot of money. It is uniquely positioned to make you a lot of money. Check it out. You could buy the house for $45,000. That is the fair market value of the house in its current condition in a place called Springfield, Missouri. You could buy it for $45,000. It's worth $140,000. So what's wrong with it? A lot of things. About $67,000 worth of a lot of things. There are problems with this house. That is the reason this house will only trade for $45,000. But as a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you are armed and equipped to go in and buy this house for $45,000 and breathe new life into it. You know how to take advantage of a hard money loan to where you're buying the asset, and instead of spending $45,000 of your own money and another $67,000 in closing and holding costs and rehab costs, you're not spending well over $100,000 of your own money. You're using a hard money loan, which allows you to take advantage of the fact that you can use up to 70% of the after repair value. That's how much they'll lend you, up to 70% of the after repair value of the asset. And you can use that to buy the asset and repair the asset. The delta, the only thing missing is $14,000. That's the shortage. That's how much money you have to come up with in order to do this deal. Not well over $100,000, $14,000. That represents 10% of the after repair value or the appraised value of the property. It's pretty cool, right? Now, let's talk about the cash flow that this particular property produces. The cash flow comes in right at $184. Now, I will caution you, and I will tell you that's a little bit below the minimum that I like to see. I like to see at least $200 a month in cash flow. But one of the reasons I will still consider this particular property is because the cash out of pocket is so low. It's only $14,000. It's 10% of the after repair value. It also allows me to capture equity of $28,000 in this property. $28,000 of additional equity in the asset. Pretty cool, right? So I'm getting $184 worth of cash flow, which translates into about $2,200 per year in additional income. $2,200 per year. And when you take that $2,200 per year and you divide it by the $14,000 that you actually put into the asset, you're getting a 15.77% return on investment just on the cash flow. Now, when it comes to the capital gains, the amount of additional equity that you capture over and above the money that you're putting into the asset, $28,000. That's literally tripling the amount of money that you're taking out of your pocket and putting into the deal. What am I getting at? Okay, so you're going to put $14,000 into the deal. You're going to capture an additional $28,000 in equity. That gives you a total of $42,000 worth of equity that it only cost you $14,000 to acquire. Pretty cool, right? Very cool, right? All right. Now, there's some additional houses that Jim sent that piqued my interest. They did. I think they're actually even better deals than this deal we've been talking about, this 127-year-old haunted house. Now, the second property was built in 1948. It's a two-bedroom, one-bath, one-car garage home. It's 806 square feet, so it's kind of small too. You can buy this thing for $80,000. So you're going to spend more money on this particular property. But the after repair value of the asset is $150,000. Now, one of the things that I like about this particular asset is when I did the analysis on the asset, it told me that I'm only going to spend, now get this, are you sitting down? I'm only going to spend $4,000 cash out of pocket to do this deal. You heard me correctly. Only $4,000 to do this deal. So when you think about this particular deal costing me $4,000 cash out of pocket, and we add it to the other deal that we've been talking about on the show at $14,000 cash out of pocket, that's giving us a total of $18,000 cash out of pocket to buy two houses. So what gives on the second house? What's the deal with it? Well, it doesn't take a lot of rehab. This property is actually in pretty decent shape. Now, it's going to take a little less than $20,000 for rehab. You're going to have closing and holding costs of about $10,000. But this particular asset is poised to be worth $150,000 in the marketplace, and you're only spending $4,000 cash out of pocket to buy the asset. And combined, these assets are worth $290,000, but we're only spending $18,000 of our own money to acquire the asset. Now, this particular asset, it cash flows a little bit better. It actually cash flows at $223 per month. That works out to be just shy of $2,700 per year in additional income for your household. But Jim sent me a third property. And just when I thought that you couldn't get them any better, property number three comes in, and it just blows my mind. Now, this property was built in 1916. It's a three-bedroom, one-bath. It's the largest of the three properties. It's 1,210 square feet. The after-repair value of this property is $145,000. Now, are you sitting down? Because this property is in bad shape, worse shape than the others. You can buy it for $25,000. $25,000. Now, it's going to take a whole lot more rehab than the last one. It's going to take more rehab than the first one. Your rehab costs are coming in right around $64,000. Your closing and holding costs, right around $10,000. So at the end of the day, you're going to capture equity in this asset of $46,000. $46,000. That means your all-in cost is $99,000. You're going to put $25,000 into the acquisition price. You're going to put about $74,000 into the rehab and the closing, the holding costs, and that's going to put your all-in cost at $99,000. The property's worth $145,000. Pretty cool, right? So that's an additional $46,000 of equity that you're going to capture in this asset. Now, here's the part that's really going to blow your mind. And this is the part that blew my mind when Jim sent me this property. This property is a true no money out of pocket venture. Yeah. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited, we're not going to teach you how to do no money down properties. The reason we don't teach you no money down is because they tend to be leveraged too much. And because they're leveraged too much, they don't produce the returns on investment that we want to see you get. Now, this particular deal, it's not truly a no money down deal. I mean, I said it was, but it is, but it's not. So what am I getting at? Well, Jim estimates that the cash out of pocket to do this particular deal, $425. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't say $4,250. I didn't say $42,500. I said $425. Yeah. This is one of those albatross deals, one of those unicorn deals that shows up every once in a while that truly is, in essence, a no money down deal that works. It actually works. So check this out. Let me run you through the numbers on this particular deal. Again, the value of the property is $145,000. You can buy it for $25,000. Your cash out of pocket is $425. $425. You want to know what the return on capital gain is? Now, to determine the return on capital gain, what we do is we take the net equity that we capture. Remember, I said you're capturing $46,000 worth of additional equity in this property. Now, you're only contributing $425 of your own money. So you're only getting a total of net equity of about $46,500 because you're putting $500 of your own money. You're not even putting $500 of your own money into this deal. And you're still capturing $46,000 worth of equity. That works out to, this is going to be a hard number for me to read, but I'm going to read it. A 10,824% return on capital gains. Yeah. I'm not even going to say the number again because it's just too big. It's just too big. Now, the last time I saw a deal that was like this, I want to say it was a good 6 months ago. I think it's been about 6 months. So I think if you're truly looking for the unicorn deal where your cash out of pocket is less than $1,000, you're capturing a whole bunch of money in equity, and you're getting great cash flow. Yeah. This kind of deal seems to show up about once every 6 months, because here it is. I'm looking at it. Now, the cash flow on this particular deal, it's pretty good. Cash flow on this deal is actually better than the other two deals. It's $453 per month. That gives you an annual cash flow of over $5,400 per year. What can you do with $5,400 per year? When's the last time your boss gave you a raise of $5,400 or more? Yeah, it's been a while, hasn't it? Or maybe it hasn't ever happened at all, has it? But this particular asset, this one particular piece of real estate is poised to do just that for you. It is poised to give you, now, with the big numbers, 1,279% return on your cash on cash. Yeah, 1,279% return on your cash on cash. Because think about it, you're taking $5,436 and you're dividing it by $425. This deal is a screaming deal. This deal is the deal of a lifetime. This deal is the deal of the century. This deal is a deal that you should put in your portfolio if it's still available to you. But here's what I know. This deal, when it showed up in the Lifestyles Unlimited community, somebody very much like me saw this deal and they contacted Jim and they said, hey, you know what, Jim? I want to buy this house. And you know what Jim did? He sold him the house. Yeah, he put him under contract. Now, here's the interesting thing about this particular house. This particular house is a multiple listing service deal, meaning it's available in the general marketplace, and whoever is buying this property is putting a contract on the property, and they're going to ask for 10 days of earnest time. In other words, 10 days of due diligence to go through the property and to determine whether or not the property is everything that it's supposed to be, which is a better, in my opinion, a better way to buy property than if you buy from a wholesaler. Because the concern that you have with buying from a wholesaler is that you don't get to do all of that due diligence before you buy the property. But this particular property is owned by somebody who hired the services of a realtor, and Jim, who happens to be one of the Lifestyles Unlimited Realty realtors, found this particular deal, and he sent it out to the membership. And I'll tell you what, somebody's got themselves a really sweetheart deal. I might have to follow up with Jim and see if he wants to be on the radio show, because at the end of the day, Jim is one of these guys that you need to have on your team. Jim is somebody who is out there engaged in the business of real estate investing, and he is on the acquisition side of the team. He is one of these guys that you need to put on your team. At the end of the day, any of these properties would make your portfolio flourish. To get started, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Just so you know, an $18,400 and some odd dollar